Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India deeply appreciates and fully reciprocates US President Donald Trump's sentiment and positive assessment of India-US relations. Says the two countries share forward-looking, comprehensive and global strategic partnership. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says India will continue to buy Russian oil, guided solely by national interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit flood-affected states to review the situation. Chardham Yatra resumes in Uttarakhand. Pilgrimage to Gangotri and Yamunotri remains suspended. Immersion of Lord Ganesha's idols underway in several parts of the country to conclude the 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival. And in US Open tennis, Jannik Sinner defeats Auger Aliassime to set up final clash with Carlos Alcaraz. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he deeply appreciates and fully reciprocates US President Donald Trump's sentiments and positive assessment of India-US ties. Responding to Mr. Trump's recent statements, the Prime Minister noted in a social media post that India and the US share a very positive and forward-looking, comprehensive global strategic partnership. Talking to the media in Washington last night, the US President said that India and the United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. President Trump said, Mr. Modi is a great Prime Minister and he will always be friends with him.
I'll always be friends with Modi. He's great Prime Minister. He's great. I'll always be friends. India and the United States have a special relationship. There's nothing to worry about. We just have moments on occasion.
In an earlier social media post, Mr. Trump had remarked that the U.S. had lost India to China. Speaking to Akashvani, former Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar said that India's partnership with the United States is set to grow stronger, more vibrant and more dynamic in the coming days.
Relations between India and the United States always been very strong and dynamic, particularly over the last 25 years. Since the time President Clinton came to India in March 2000, there have been ups and downs even during this 25 years, but before that, many more. But we have been able to sort them out, we have been able to solve them, and we have been able to take the partnership forward. And this is what Prime Minister Modi has mentioned in response to the message on Truth Social by President Trump, that we are confident that this current wrinkle on the tariff, we'll be able to resolve it, we'll be able to sort it out, and relationship will get stronger, more dynamic, and more vibrant in the days to come.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi attaches enormous importance to India's partnership with the United States. Talking to media about PM Modi's response to US President Donald Trump, Dr. Jaishankar said, Mr. Modi has always had a very good personal equation with President Trump. He added that India remains engaged with the United States.
I think Prime Minister Modi obviously attaches enormous importance to our partnership with the United States. And where President Trump is concerned, he's always had a very good personal equation with President Trump. But the point is, look, we remain engaged with the United States.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India will continue purchasing Russian oil, stressing that decisions will be guided solely by national interest. In an interview to a TV channel, she said, whether it is Russian oil or anything else, we will take a call based on what suits our needs in terms of rates and logistics. Ms. Sitharaman reiterated that the contribution of crude oil to India's import bill is the highest.
It's our decision to buy from the place which suits our needs, whether in terms of rates, logistics, anything. So where we buy our oil from, especially being a big ticket foreign exchange related item, where we pay so much out of our pocket, highest in terms of import, we will have to take a call which suits us best. So we will undoubtedly be buying.
The minister informed the government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. She said the objective of Atmanirbhar Bharat was not only about producing everything in the country, but also about self-respect in the face of uncertain global trade policies. Ms. Sitaraman said that the new GST regime will improve consumption by citizens and it will not impact capital expenditure. She said 99% of all goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket.
Citizen now has a choice to meet his aspirations and his expectations. He cannot say, look, I have the money because the income tax is reduced, but these items are beyond my affordability. Now everything has come down. I'll give you this number, which is important. 99% of all the goods and services which are touched by GST are now either in 0, 5, or 18%.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी की जो मिडिल क्लास परिवारों के प्रति निष्ठा है वो निष्ठा समय समय पे हमको दिखाई दी है कैसे इनकम टैक्स में एक बड़ा सुधार करके 12 लाख रुपए तक की इनकम टैक्स की मध्यम वर्गीय परिवारों को छूट मिली वैसे ही एक बहुत बड़ा जीएसटी में रिफॉर्म्स करके माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने मिडिल क्लास परिवारों को एक बहुत बड़ी राहत दी है.
The goods and services tax reforms launched by the government are all set to reduce tax rates on a range of daily use items of consumers from September the 22nd. The GST Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. The GST rate reduction and rationalization with a focus on the common man will reshape how consumers and businesses pay tax from September 22. From medicines and milk to cars, soaps and even IPL tickets, the GST Council's latest rate rationalization is expected to ease the tax burden on consumers significantly. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken for dairy products.
The GST Council approved the exemption of several dairy products from the taxes. Items like paneer, chhena, and ultra-high temperature milk, which attracted a 5% GST rate, are now tax-free. This will ensure availability of these products at affordable rates. Furthermore, dairy oils, including butter, ghee, and cheese, holding a 12% GST previously, have been slashed down to 5% now. Similarly, milk cans of iron, steel, and aluminium have also been reduced to 5% from 12%. Meanwhile, the GST on plant-based milk beverages is also cut down from 18% to 5%, offering relief to consumers on healthier dairy alternatives. Talking to media, Managing Director of Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, Jayan Mehta, lauded the decision as a great news for producers and consumers. He said, lower taxes will boost consumption and provide producers access to a larger and continuous market.
ये देश के उत्पादक और consumers के लिए बड़ी अच्छी खबर है, क्योंकि वाजिब दाम होने से उसकी कंजम्पशन में बढ़ोतरी होगी और उसकी वजह से हमारे उत्पादक को बहुत विशाल मार्केट लगातार मिलता रहेगा.
दिस सिग्निफिकेंट टैक्स रैशनलाइजेशन इज एक्सपेक्टेड टू बूस्ट द डेयरी सेक्टर एंड एक्सटेंड बेनिफिट्स टू बोथ फार्मर्स एंड कंज्यूमर्स कंट्रीब्यूटिंग टू द ओवरऑल सोशो इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट इन द कंट्री. द रिफॉर्म विल डायरेक्टली बेनिफिट ओवर 8 करोड़ रूरल फार्मर फैमिलीज पर्टिकुलरली स्मॉल मार्जिनल एंड लैंडलेस लेबरर्स एंगेज्ड इन रेयरिंग मिल्च एनिमल्स फॉर देयर लाइवलीहुड्स व्हाइल ऑल्सो सपोर्टिंग अ लार्ज सेगमेंट ऑफ कंज्यूमर्स. विद रोहन Drishti Punyani, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the flood-affected states to review the situation as several parts of northern India, including Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab, have been severely impacted by incessant rainfall, triggering landslides and flash floods. Meanwhile, the impact of the monsoon continues to be felt in Himachal Pradesh as intermittent rainfall and landslides are disrupting traffic at many locations. In the apple-producing regions of Shimla, Kullu and Mandi, Road closures have severely affected the transportation of apples to markets. More from our correspondent.
The water level of Gobind Sagar Reservoir of the Bhakhda Dam reached close to the danger mark this morning. All four floodgates of the dam have been opened up to 7 feet, releasing 74,151 cusecs of water. In Kangra district, the water level of the Pong Dam was recorded at 4.52 feet above the danger mark, with a total of 99,673 cusecs of water being released. Its impact is clearly visible in Fatehpur and Indora areas of Himachal, as well as in Punjab's Hoshiarpur and Pathankot districts, where several houses and fields have been inundated. NDRF teams along with local administrations are continuously engaged in relief and rescue operations. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Punjab, the flood situation is gradually coming under control. The Met Department has not predicted heavy rain in the coming 2 days. Though the controlled release of water from Bhakhda and Pong dams is still a matter of concern, the Bhakhda Bias Management Board chairman has assured no further danger from extreme release of water. In the national capital, the water level of the Yamuna River is receding, but the city continues to grapple with the flood-like situation as the level remains above the danger mark. According to the latest update, the water level at the old railway bridge has dropped to 206.36 meters, falling below 207 meters for the first time in several days. The 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival will culminate today with the immersion of Lord Ganesha's idols across the country on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. Devotees will bid farewell to the deity amid grand processions, music and prayers, while authorities have arranged elaborate security and eco-friendly measures for the immersions. In Mumbai, processions for the immersion of Lord Ganesha's idols are underway. Artificial lakes have been arranged at various locations for the immersion, and idol donation activities are also being carried out at several places. More from our correspondent.
Around 6,500 Sarvajanik Ganpati idols and 1 crore 75 lakh household Ganpatis will be immersed today in Mumbai at 65 natural water bodies and 205 artificial ponds created for the purpose. Heavy police deployment at particular immersion spots like Girgaon Chowpatti, Dadar, Juhu, Versova and Pavai. For women's safety, Nirbhaya squad will be patrol the streets beside police women dressed in plain clothes. Bhavna, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Eid-e-Milad, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, was celebrated yesterday in Maharashtra, excluding Mumbai and the suburban areas of Mumbai. On this occasion, in Malegaon city of Vashim district, Muslim youth have organized a blood donation camp at the Ganesh Mandal Pavilion. A large number of youth, social activists and political leaders participated in this camp. With improvement in weather conditions and road repairs in Uttarakhand, the Char Dham Yatra and the registration process have resumed from today. However, the pilgrimage to Gangotri and Yamunotri remains suspended due to the recent heavy rainfall that damaged roads in the area, making travel unsafe for pilgrims. The journey to these two shrines is expected to resume once the roads are restored. District magistrates have been given the authority to manage or suspend the yatra as needed. Moving on to sports, in tennis, Italy's Jannik Sinner has powered into the U.S. Open men's singles final with a commanding four-set victory over Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime. He will now face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz in a much-anticipated final. In the women's singles, Amanda Anisimova of the United States booked her place in the final with a gritty comeback win over Japan's Naomi Osaka. She will now challenge defending champion Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus, who earlier overcame Jessica Pegula of the U.S. in straight sets. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India deeply appreciates and fully reciprocates U.S. President Donald Trump's sentiment and positive assessment of India-U.S. relations. Says the two countries share forward-looking, comprehensive and global strategic partnership. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says India will continue to buy Russian oil, guided solely by national interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit flood-affected states to review the situation. Char Dham Yatra resumes in Uttarakhand. Pilgrimage to Gangotri and Yamunotri remains suspended. Immersion of Lord Ganesha's idols underway in several parts of the country to conclude the 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival. And in US Open tennis, Jannik Sinner defeats Auger-Aliassime to set up final clash with Carlos Alcaraz. And with that, we end the midday news.